This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Tighter restrictions on mercury and air toxic emissions from power plants are expected to require hundreds of millions of dollars in new emissions control at the Colstrip power plant. Years in the making, the new rules were finalized Thursday by the Environmental Protection Agency. Data from the EPA identifies Colstrip as the nation's only coal-fired power plant without a filtration baghouse or electrostatic precipitator to capture mercury and hazardous air pollutants known to cause cancer and serious health problems. The EPA also released a requirement for coal-fired power plants to curb 90% of greenhouse gas emissions by 2039. The pollutants other than mercury targeted by the new rule include nickel, arsenic, and lead. They are pollutants known to contribute to fatal heart attacks, cancer, and developmental delays in children. Nitrogen oxide and carbon dioxide would also be cut, according to the EPA. Over 10 years, starting in 2028, net public health benefits would be $2.4 to $3 billion, according to the EPA, while power plant owners nationwide would spend $200 to $300 million on compliance. Power plant operator Talen Energy has said updated pollution controls would cost $600 million. It's not clear whether Colstrip's six owners will pay the price or not. Four utility companies with Colstrip ownership will exit in the next 6 years to comply with state restrictions on coal power in Washington and Oregon. The first two utilities to leave, Puget Sound Energy and Avistacorp of Washington, have agreed to give their shares of Colstrip to Talen and Montana's largest utility, Northwestern Energy, for free. Both Puget and Avista say they will exit by the end of 2025. In Washington and Oregon, utility regulators have been adverse to passing an expensive Colstrip cost on to consumers whenever it's been clear that the debt would remain on consumer bills longer than Colstrip Energy would continue. Similarly, Oregon utilities with Colstrip ownership have been passing on fewer and fewer power plant costs to customers. In 2022, Portland General Electric not only proposed removing all costs for Colstrip from its base rates, but also agreed to vote no on capital investments intended to extend the life of Colstrip past 2025. Oregon gives the two utilities until 2030 to get Colstrip out of rates. A year ago, both companies were synced with Puget and Avista for a 2025 exit, but now PGE and PacifiCorp say they will leave in 2030. A new survey says Montanans seem to agree on two things. They care deeply about conservation and public lands, and life here is getting worse. Those were the two key findings of the 2024 Montana statewide survey conducted by the University of Montana's Crown of the Continent and Greater Yellowstone Initiative. The initiative has conducted the poll every 2 years since 2014. This year's results have been released. Montanans are increasingly overwhelmed with population growth in the state, even in places out in the prairie. Survey results showed that both the profound appreciation for public lands and natural environment and a pervasive feeling of worsening quality were widespread among the state's normally politically divided population. The poll was conducted by New Bridge Strategy, whose other works includes polling and research for Republicans, and by Fairbank, Maslin, Mullen, Metz, and Associates. They do the same for Democrats. Pollsters gathered responses from 500 Montana voters across the state at the end of March. Quote, "We make sure we proportionally allocate responses throughout the state," said Lori Weigel of New Bridge Strategy, "so that we make sure we're really reflective of all Montanans." And across the state, Montanans say things are getting worse. 62% of respondents said quality of life in their area was worse than 5 years ago. 31% say it's about the same. Only 6% say it has improved. Those figures presented an even bleaker picture than the 2022 survey, which showed 55% thought life had gotten worse. 36% said it was about the same, and 7% said things were getting better. While the results were disproportionate then, the margin has grown over the past 2 years. The feedback might also cut across partisan lines. Asked about specific concerns, Montanans overwhelmingly pegged sprawling development and drought as the leading problems. 90% of respondents said drought was a serious concern, 60% saying it was extreme or very serious. 90% said development, spreading to former ranches or other open spaces, was a serious concern. 59% called it extreme or very serious. The, quote, "changing nature of the state," 84%, "low snowpack," 78%, "and crowding of more people at outdoor recreation sites," 78%, were also top concerns. Respondents also reported they believe their communities were growing too fast. 57% statewide feel that way. 33% said the rate of growth was about right. 9% said it was too slow. Missoula, Butte, and Bozeman led the state in places where respondents said their community was growing too fast. 69% in Butte and Bozeman, 66% in Missoula. In Great Falls, only 23% felt it was growing too fast. Respondents were worried about more people in outdoor spaces where they recreate. 52% say they've changed when or where they go because of crowding or more people. This year's UM poll also showed Montanans' long-standing appreciation of their lands remained strong. 83% of respondents said federal public lands in the state help the economy. It was 82% in 2018. Conservation issues also remained important as Montana voters head to the polls. 47% said conservation issues were a primary factor when deciding their vote. 36% said it was somewhat important and one of several factors. Those figures have been the same since 2014. Survey results showed that 71% of Republicans, 84% of Independents, and 98% of Democrats said conservation was important to them when voting. Both U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines voted for a $95 billion foreign aid package Tuesday night that includes funds for war-torn allies Israel and Ukraine. It also includes legislation that would ban the social media platform TikTok if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell its stake in the firm. The package includes $60 billion for Ukraine's efforts against Russia, $17 billion for weapons to aid Israel, $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza, and $8 billion for Indo-Pacific areas such as Taiwan. President Biden signed the package into law on Wednesday. Tuesday evening's Senate vote came after the House of Representatives passed four bills on Sunday, all of which were opposed by U.S. Republican Representatives Matt Rosendale and Ryan Zinke. The opposition came to funding for Israel and Ukraine. Daines, who supported the National Security Supplemental Spending Bill, considered by the Senate, said peace is best achieved through strength, citing the Reagan and Trump administrations. The package, according to Daines, is good because it provides, quote, critical lethal aid to Israel, forces TikTok to sever its ties with the Chinese Communist Party, and imposes sanctions on Iran and Russia. Provisions from Senator Tester's Fentanyl Eradication and Narcotics Deterrence, or Fend Off Fentanyl Act, were also included in the package. Quote, America's foreign adversaries like China, Russia, and Iran want nothing more than to take our place as the world's leading military and economic superpower. And today I voted with Republicans and Democrats to make sure that won't happen, said Tester in a statement. Tester boosted his legislation that it would keep Montanans safe by cracking down on the fentanyl epidemic and bolstering U.S. allies. A federal court on Tuesday mostly upheld a judge's decision last fall to limit Montana's wolf trapping and snaring season to 6 weeks in January and February over what he said was the potential for grizzly bears to get caught in the traps in violation of the Endangered Species Act. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a 2-1 decision, upheld the main part of District Court Judge Donald Malloy's November order, which limited wolf trapping and snaring to January 1st to February 15th to ensure as many grizzlies were in their den as possible and could not get caught in wolf traps. The panel also vacated part of an order that the court said appeared to have prohibited Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks from trapping wolves for scientific purposes, which the state said was necessary and often happens during the summer months. The order said that plaintiff's attorneys have agreed not to apply the injunction to scientific research trapping. The defendants in the case, Governor Greg Gianforte and Fish and Wildlife Commission Chair Leslie Robinson, almost immediately appealed Malloy's November order to the Ninth Circuit. Their attorneys argued that the district court wrongly considered new arguments and materials submitted by two conservation groups, applied the wrong injunction standard, and that the injunction did not prevent irreparable harm and was geographically overbroad. The circuit court panel, in the majority opinion, disagreed with the state on almost everything but the geographic overbreadth argument. All the judges agreed that the geographic area to which the season restrictions applied was too broad, and that there was not enough evidence in the record to have concluded that restrictions across more than half the state were necessary to prevent the accidental capture of grizzly bears. Food prices appear high in Montana and across the country. A new report by the Federal Trade Commission says the country's largest grocery companies are gouging consumers by keeping prices artificially high. The report says many grocers, retailers, and wholesalers have consolidated to cut costs. Grocers continue to blame supply chain problems, even though regulators have said most of those issues have been resolved. The president of the advocacy group Farm Action, Angela Huffman, says retailers are doing more than making up for lost revenue during the pandemic-era supply chain disruptions, and the FTP says that they are continuing to do so. Huffman also points to a 150% increase in egg prices in 2023, which producers blamed on the avian flu. The FTC says the disease did not justify that dramatic price hike. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.